Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, and it's time for another podcast. It's Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and one of my biggest secrets is collagen. This is a hot topic in the world of health and wellness, and I'm going to teach you all about collagen supplements. This is the truth about collagen supplements. Collagen is a buzzword in our industry, and it is the number one ingredient in your skin. Your skin is made up of type 1 and type 3 collagen, and we are manufacturing factories for collagen. As we get older, factories slow down production, right? Our hair gets thinner, our muscles get wimpier, our skin loses elasticity and structure and tone. So we need to help the factory to manufacture more collagen, and we do that by providing the building blocks, the collagen peptides. So collagen's become a staple in this wellness industry with powders and supplements. They promise everything from youthful skin to joints and, you know, really amazing hair, skin, and nails. But does collagen actually work? Does it work to take and ingest a protein? Does it actually make it through the bloodstream? Today, we're going to do a deep dive into how collagen functions in our body and then talk about the real science between collagen powders, supplements, which are most efficacious, and how you can help maintain your production over time. Remember that collagen is the most abundant protein in the extracellular matrix of the skin. This gives you most of your skin structure and foundation. It's responsible for a smooth, youthful, luminescent appearance of the skin. There are hundreds of collagen powders and supplements on the market, and even vegan supplements, which really don't contain collagen, but instead are composed of building blocks that make up collagen, like the bare bones, amino acids, peptides, and vitamin C. So let's dive into what's the truth. Do collagen supplements work? They do work, but you really need to read your labels. You need to be buying hydrolyzed collagen supplements for the real magic to work, not the whole molecule. They need to be peptides, collagen peptides. The majority of high-quality collagen supplements are hydrolyzed prior to being packaged, so that's good. But you do need to look at the amount of peptides per serving. And I have a collagen powder. It's called Internal Radiance Beauty Collagen. I love, love, love it. It has 12.5 grams of collagen peptides per single scoop serving. When you're out there buying your things, remember there have been lots of exposés about bad products in the news lately. So some of the collagens that you see widely advertised and on many, many shelves have had evidence of plastics, inorganic plastic material found in them. They have had evidence of pesticides found in them. They've had definitely the problem of high calories requiring two or more scoops to provide the proper amount of peptides and low peptide content, so not enough per serving. So I generally recommend to read your label very carefully. And I've seen collagen peptides out there that have only like 6 grams of peptides per serving, and you have to use 2 or 3 scoops. So read that. Remember, the large collagen protein is pre-digested and broken down into individual amino acids and peptides, so it can be absorbed easily by your digestive system. Hydrolyzed collagen acts in 2 different forms in the dermis. In the first action, the free amino acids provide building blocks to the formation of collagen and elastin fibers. They're literally part of the molecules that become incorporated and used. And in the second action, collagen oligopeptides act as ligands. They're binding molecules that bind to receptors on the fibroblast membrane itself and thus stimulate the production of new collagen. Fibroblasts can sense collagen peptides floating around them, and guess what? That becomes a marker for breakdown. The fibroblast assumes there is organic breakdown of skin components happening around it, and it senses them. These ligands bind to the receptors, and it kicks it into high gear of production. Things are being broken down. We are going to produce. It makes production of new collagen, new elastin, and hyaluronic acid. And the role of collagen in the body in general is that it helps in the development of the organs, the wound and tissue healing for the skin, the hair, the nails, the cornea, the gums, the bones, wound and tissue healing. Collagen attracts various cells like fibroblasts and keratinocytes to come into wounds, and this is critical. These cells remove damaged tissue, they form new blood vessels, and restore the outer layer of the skin. Number two, collagen helps in bone and blood vessel reparation. As your body ages, the natural production of collagen drops, which impacts bone strength and density. And bone strength may not be sexy, but believe me, as we reach perimenopause, we are all going to get some amount of osteopenia and osteoporosis, and truly strong, healthy bones are going to be the fountain of youth, the foundation for musculature, whether it's facial muscle structure and facial bone foundation that supports the skin and allows things to drape beautifully, or whether it's your hip joints, knee joints, femur joints. These are the joints that keep us mobile. So as the collagen production decreases, your bone density and bone strength will change. And the unique molecule of collagen supports the bone's ability to withstand stress and aids in repair, but only if you take it. One study that showed that women who took one serving of collagen a day for 6 months increased bone density measurements in their femur by up to 10%. That is huge. That is so important. Remember that collagen loss in the body starts at 18 to 29 years of age. You are aging the minute you pass 15. After 40 years, the human body loses 1% of its collagen per year. At around 80 years, collagen production can decrease by 75% overall in comparison to a young adult. So, of course, the skin suffers morphological, structural, and functional deterioration as it gets older. Collagen reduces and elastin fibers shrink and decrease, and this promotes lines and wrinkles. Skin aging is a challenge in our industry, but taking hydrolyzed collagen peptides every day is one of the most imperative things that you need to start doing after age 40. I'm not saying that so I sell more collagen powder. We sell a lot because patients love it. But I am saying that because it's such an easy, simple task that you can do every day is put a scoop of collagen peptides, try our internal radiance, put in your coffee every day. It makes it ultra creamy. It's delicious. It's increased protein. That by itself is great because oftentimes we wake up hungry, we're kind of edgy, we have our cortisol flaring, and getting that little bit of protein in you is so much better than carbs, so much better than a shot of caffeine on an empty stomach. And it's going to improve satiety and make you less likely to eat. If you take 12 grams of protein in the morning, you are likely to eat 20% less calories throughout the day because you feel a little satiated. I used to intermittent fast and not eat anything and just have like black coffee or green tea or water in the mornings with no calories. And I realized that was making me very edgy and increasing my stress and cortisol unnecessarily and also making me super revved up because I was getting a dose of caffeine on an empty stomach. So I changed and I am giving myself this collagen peptides with my coffee and really gives a lot of stability. And then actually I'm not prone to munchies and hunger and eating junk food at the office, so no bagels and scones and delicious stuff. I'll just pass that by because I'm a little satiated. So that's really important, and that is habit stacking. Easy habits that you can incorporate into your everyday routine, like every day I have coffee, stack that habit and throw in some collagen peptides. How do we know if collagen taken orally passes through the stomach and GI tract and makes it to the hair, skin, and nails? Well, there was a meta-analysis published in the International Journal of Dermatology in 2021 found that participants who were given a hydrolyzed collagen supplement for 90 days had significant change in their skin aging process. They had significant improvement. And so reviewing the literature, looking at randomized control trials, showed that this was very beneficial. There were 11 studies, a total of 805 patients who were in the study, and they used anywhere from 2.5 grams to 10 grams per day for 8 to 24 weeks. And they were notably showing improvement. The oral collagen supplements increased skin elasticity, hydration, dermal collagen density. It was safe. It had no reported side effects. And the patients in the study reported very good benefits. So this is significant. These patients noted improvement in skin aging. They also had improvement in increases with muscle protein synthesis rates. And this has been so beneficial for reduced muscular skeletal pain. Remember that collagen peptide supplements can improve your exercising strength for bones, joints, tendons, improve stability, like for patients with chronic ankle stability. Collagen peptides should be taken very selectively. You need to take the ones that have low molecular weight and, very important right here, a high proportion of proline and hydroxyproline. These make them more resistant to intestinal digestion, and thus they get eaten, they go to your stomach, they pass very quickly through the intestines intact, and then there's a high degree of transport efficiency and absorption speed, so that they can spill over from the GI tract and the intestines into the bloodstream, where they accumulate in the connective tissues and stimulate the synthesis of the extracellular matrix. They stimulate those fibroblasts to wake up and sense that there's a destructive process, and they use those peptides to repair. So collagen peptide can definitely be amazing for you. And I would start taking it as soon as possible. If you are someone who's on the fence, you should read these multi-center meta-analysis that looked at many different clinical trials. There's another one that's published that was 19 different centers and close to 9,000 patients that showed benefit derived from all of the skin parameters that we talked about. But it's also not just about the skin. I love the fact that you're going to get skin glow, skin vitality, reduce skin breakdown, improve skin resilience and healing. Collagen powders is an easy way to give yourself some biostimulation. Add the building blocks and improve the overall foundation. And lastly, remember to protect your skin from collagen breakdown. So what causes collagen breakdown? Ultraviolet rays from the sun, smoking and alcohol consumption, excessive carbohydrates can definitely create an environment of increased glycemic index, which can affect your skin. And it's important to take antioxidants preventatively, both topically on the skin surface, like vitamin C, vitamin A, green tea, resveratrol. These things on the skin surface protect the skin from breakdown, and internally as well. Eating a diet high in fruits and vegetables, protein-rich, collagen-rich foods like bone broths, meat, fish, very important. For those of you who are vegans, you are going to suffer because the amino acids that are part of the collagen structure, guess what? They're found in animal proteins. The proline, the hydroxyproline, these things, there's also the hydroxyproline, the precursor molecules. These things improve skin moisture, wrinkles, roughness, elasticity. But when you're taking vegan products, they don't come preassembled. They're broken down into the raw peptides. So the precursors are not there as easily able to take advantage of. I myself am a huge advocate of collagen peptides. If you have a chance, try my Internal Radiance line. It is pretty life-changing, and I definitely notice the difference when I'm not on it. As a surgeon and a head and neck surgeon, I bend all the time. I'm constantly putting strain on my C-spine and my cervical spinal cord. And you get neck clicking, cracking, and joint noises. It's strange, the things that happen as you get to be past 40, 45, definitely at 50. And that little bit of daily repetitive arthritis, which can happen from repetitive neck motion, if you're an injector, repetitive hand motion, and if you're a tooth grinder, and I have all three of those, you definitely need something to help with your joints, bones, and rebuilding the damage that life puts us through. That's it for now, guys. I hope you learned a lot about some of the real science behind collagen. Never stop learning, always reading. I am a super fan of learning about every step in the collagen production phase and all the things that we can do. Don't forget your vitamin C. That's a collagen cofactor on your skin twice a day is best. Try my really amazing vitamin C serum. It's non-hydroquinone, and it's a brightening system with really active vitamin C. And this is one of your collagen cofactors. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. Our podcast is Tuesdays for a longer version and 5-Minute Friday. Hope you'll tune into both. You should rank, rate, and review the podcast, and we will send you a deluxe size sample of our skincare. Just screenshot your review and email it to us at info@beautybydrk.com to get your deluxe size skincare sample. If you liked our podcast, send it to a friend. Have them subscribe. We are doing this podcast now for the last 5 years, so we have more than 500 episodes, and I'm very passionate about teaching you the things that are on my mind that I'm learning from myself, so I can filter the knowledge and information and just give you those pearls of truth and knowledge. That's my mission. That's it for now.